3, 2, 1. 7 things you didn't know you need to know. I'm Kira Rebbins and this is the Smart 7 Ireland Edition.
Good morning, it's Thursday the 1st of December. It's World AIDS Day. Happy birthday, Emily Mortimer, Robert Irwin, Zoe Kravitz and Janelle Monáe. An Irish Times report on Wednesday suggested that the new children's hospital is set to cost significantly more than previous estimates. The hospital, which is being built on the St James's Hospital campus, has been under construction since 2016, but still doesn't have a completion date. Sinn Féin leader Mary Lou MacDonald wanted to know what exactly the hospital was going to cost and also when it's due to be finished.
And it's been rightly, Taoiseach, a lot of focus on your inability to build houses, but clearly you're not good at building hospitals either. And the question that people ask themselves is this: who sets out to build anything, no less a national hospital, with no idea of how much it will cost and no idea when it will be finished?
Taoiseach Micheál Martin was reluctant to put a number on the final cost, but with €1.1 billion already drawn down, he was warning that there will be a further impact on costs from the current levels of inflation.
I mean, I think you've asked me to give an estimate of the ultimate cost. That would be a mistake, because if you're interested in costs, you don't announce to the contractor the level which you want to go to. That is the wrong approach to take now.
A royal lady who was Prince William's godmother has resigned over remarks she made to a black guest at a Buckingham Palace reception. Ngozi Filani says Lady Susan Hussey, who was the late Queen's lady-in-waiting for over 60 years, repeatedly asked where she really came from during the event on Tuesday. The anti-domestic abuse campaigner shared the details in a Twitter post describing it as a violation. Here she is on LBC.
When I came in and everybody else, of course you get searched because you want to make sure there's no danger to the staff. But what about a danger to us? So conversations need to be held with the relevant people so that this kind of thing does not happen again.
A spokesperson for Prince William says it's right that Lady Susan Hussey has stepped down whilst the palace has called the comments unacceptable. Mandy Reid from the Women's Equality Party was there when it happened. She believes the incident validates Meghan Markle's previous claims of racism in the royal household.
I want to see the royal household as a whole acknowledge that institutional racism is part of the culture, and I want to see them tackle that head on.
The King has opened up a new welcome centre for Ukrainian refugees in London. Charles was joined by Ukraine's First Lady Olena Zelenska for a tour of the facility. She wants the UK to lead the way in prosecuting Russia for war crimes in her country and called on the Prime Minister to create a special court for suspected criminals.
But victory is not the only thing we need. We need justice. I came to you for justice, because justice will lead to the end of this war.
Ms. Zelenska previously told MPs in Westminster that Ukraine was being bombed like British cities were during World War II. Meanwhile, US Secretary of State Anthony Blinken said they're working to help repair and replace energy infrastructure that's been targeted by Putin.
What we're seeing is barbaric. And precisely because Putin is not able to succeed on the battlefield, he's taking the war to Ukraine civilians. And he's doing it in a very deliberate way.
Doctors have called a clinical trial momentous after it showed for the first time how a drug can slow down symptoms of Alzheimer's. Experts say lecanemab works better in the very early stages, so the condition needs to be spotted early. The study shows decline in memory and mental agility slowed down by 27% in patients with a mild form of dementia, and the treatment could be available from late 2024. Catherine Gray from the Alzheimer's Society says although it's not a cure, this is a big moment.
These drugs are given at a very early stage of the disease, mean that you have more time at that earlier stage when your symptoms are less severe. You can't put a value on that in terms of what that would mean to families and those affected.
Still to come, the Smart 7 Ireland edition. Four more teams go through to the next round of the World Cup and we pay tribute to a Fleetwood Mac legend. Right after this.
Hi. This is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Welcome back.
Wednesday evening's game saw Argentina, Poland, Mexico and Saudi Arabia battling to secure their spots in the next round of the World Cup. In the end, Argentina beat Poland comfortably, recovering from their early shock defeat to Saudi Arabia. Mexico put on a great show, but despite a 2-1 win over the Saudis, they failed to reach the next round. So Poland go through instead on goal difference, their best performance in 40 years. Earlier, France beat Tunisia and Australia pulled off a 1-0 win over a lackluster Denmark to join the French in the last 16. Australia's qualifying for the knockout stages led to huge crowds celebrating at 4 a.m. in Melbourne. But coach Graham Arnold was keeping his feet on the ground.
No celebrations, no emotion, sleep, no social media.
Rita Ora has just had a stamp issued in her honour by her home nation, Kosovo. But that wasn't even the highlight of her week. She also got to chat to Louis Theroux on his BBC interview series. And she spilled the beans on her secret or not-so-secret husband, Thor director and actor Taika Waititi. The singer and director reportedly started dating in 2021 and got hitched in London earlier this year. Taika revealed how they first met.
You know who brought her to my house was Rob Pattinson.
The famous actor.
Batman. He brought her over and we got to chatting and we just became friends. We hit it off, became friends, and for years, every time we hung out, we just, it was a good friendship.
Yeah.
And then we decided to ruin it all.
Christine McVie's family have led tributes to the Fleetwood Mac singer who passed away at the age of 79. Christine joined the band in 1970 and wrote many of the band's biggest hits, including Little Lies, Songbird and Don't Stop. They sold more than 100 million records worldwide, making them one of the most successful groups ever. In a post on Twitter, Fleetwood Mac called Christine truly one of a kind, special and talented beyond measure. She spoke to BBC Scotland earlier this year and talked about the night she wrote Songbird but had no way to record it, so she stayed up all night. Rest in peace, Christine.
I had a lot of faith in the song. I was just was afraid that my memory wouldn't hold out. That was pretty terrifying, actually, to have written a song that you love and then know that you could at any minute forget it, you know? Because it does happen.
Ireland edition. Wherever you're listening, do us a favor and hit the follow button. We're back tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. Have yourself a great day.
Written, produced and published by Daft Doris.
Hi, this is Kira from the Smart 7 Ireland edition. Just to let you know, we're pausing this podcast from Friday the 25th of August, but you can still get up to speed in just 7 minutes if you search the Smart 7 and catch up with our UK edition. Thanks for listening.